Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear a discussion between two managers, Kathy and Duncan, who work in the human resources department of a company. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
Well, Duncan, I think we can often get a lot out of these informal talks.
I couldn't agree more, Kathy. The agendas in standard meetings are usually too rigid to allow for real discussion.
OK. Now, you'd like to appoint a new assistant.
Yes, I think it's important.
Because you're wanting to look at agents and consultants.
Yeah, they're all stored on computer, but not in a useful way. I want the whole thing revised so that we can access information in a wide range of clear categories.
And that's a separate job?
Quite. And a big one. We need a setup like the marketing department has for clients. User-friendly.
I can certainly see your case. My only thought is that this person's role is likely to become more complex.
Oh, sure. I mean, these are just my initial thoughts.
So, you'll have to make sure you get someone who's got the right qualifications.
Mm-hmm, the right diplomas.
And will they be going to many meetings?
Yeah, but not having to travel there. I mean, they'll be in-house.
I see it as a cross-departmental role.
Well, I guess that depends on the directors. I'd rather keep it within HR.
It's always an issue, isn't it? How the first idea of the job gets transformed, often neglecting the original need. I've sat on plenty of interview panels here where we're all doing our utmost to let the candidate give it their best shot.
Oh, sure.
And found myself thinking, hang on, too many people have got their hands on this and changed the requirements or desirable qualities since the time we put out the advertisement. I just don't think all the details should be passed around as they currently are.
I suppose everyone's a bit desperate and looking for any opportunity to delegate. So if someone new's coming in, they think, oh, that might help me.
Only natural.
The new salary scales, welcome though the increases are, don't address the real problem. And the flexible holiday system hasn't done anything to reduce the day-to-day pressure.
I know what you mean, but I do have faith in things getting better if the current initiatives go ahead.
I'll believe them when I see them. Especially these glamorous new systems IT are proposing.
Well, I
just wish everything could be as straightforward as the production team managed to make it. What they're proposing is so practical that it's bound to go through, while the rest of us are sitting around considering every possible aspect and application and drawing up endless finance projections.
Time will tell. I must say, I'm not entirely happy about the way things are going.
No?
Well, I just don't think information is being handled very well. It's a skill that's neglected here. We have, in theory at least, a good team system, but we still end up running late at crucial stages on many projects simply due to our own over-elaborate processes, which in terms of quality and efficiency is clearly far from ideal.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it is to do with capturing and disseminating information and whether we do that effectively or not.
Yeah.
We're not alone in encouraging employees to come up with ideas for improvements in procedures, etc., particularly those aimed at enhancing customer service levels.
No.
But I'd like to see the outcomes of that publicised internally. We could have a kind of magazine to supplement the annual report, and it could come out several times a year.
I guess that could help.
It all ties up with where the company thinks it might be going.
That's the big issue. I'd say that boils down to identity.
Which we need to work on developing over the internet.
I think that probably comes later. Now, what we need to ask is, and this is surely where we're heading, is How to build recognition. If you look at who succeeds in selling globally...
Yeah, our role models.
Being readily identifiable helps companies to sell in on- and offline environments and cross old-fashioned national boundaries.
Well, it's certainly quite a challenge.
And one we need to meet.
Anyway, so...
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part three. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. That is the end of the test.